Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody. Will Johnson, UniteAmericaFirst.com. Riding with me again, as always, Shannon, my producer, in-house producer, and, of course, Annie on the other end. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on this wonderful Thursday. Do me a favor. Send a text, okay? Send a text. Text WILL to 88202. Really, it's free. Just get out your mobile device, and for the number, put in 88202, and just type my name, WILL. It's really that simple. You'll get some awesome information that you really, really need to know about from American Truth Project, what is happening in our world today. Thank you for joining us. Hey, Shannon, how's it going?
Hey, Will. Happy Thursday.
Yes, yes, yes. So much is going on. Did you hear the Biden administration had George Floyd's family there in the White House?
What does that say to you?
On
the anniversary of his death. I mean, you know what? And the fact that they had to publicize it, right? Like, it's this big holiday here in America. Let's mark the day that, you know, convicted
police officers killed a criminal
and all heck broke out across America. Yeah, let's bring him to the White House and celebrate it and just open up some wounds, right?
That's exactly what it is. It's opening up wounds from the left that's been pushing all this nonsense out there. And you know what? They did. They publicized it, say, oh, look, the George Floyd family is going to the White House. Like the old white man basically bringing black people to the big White House. I mean, am I missing something here? And you know what? The whole thing with them having this behind closed doors meeting with the George Floyd family, I'm like, why would they do that? If they're going to do all that publication to say that they're going to have him there, but then they turn around and have a private setting with them, if you ask me, for the fly on the wall, they were in there and Biden was saying that we're going to go after these police officers all across the country. And probably doesn't want the world to see it, or at least the United States of America.
Right. I mean, we've heard the calls from people like Kamala Harris who say that this isn't enough, right? The conviction of the police officer is not enough. We have to do more, you know. And then there was a CNN commentator, I believe it was, the other night on MSNBC hostess who said, you know, was talking about, you know, that murder that they dredged up from 2019. I think you talked about
it not too long ago. I actually did. It was a murder. It wasn't actually even a murder. What happened was is the police officers pulled this black male over, and he decided to go on a high-speed chase. Well, the police officers finally caught up with him. They roughed him up, which they should do, my opinion, being a black male. You can run from the cops and jeopardize other people's lives. I mean, you get him all worked up. It could have all been avoided if he just stopped in the first place, but he didn't. But anyways, went on a high-speed chase. The cops caught up to him, put him in handcuffs, and they were saying stuff on camera. I don't care. You know, what they were saying on camera, on their body cam, is really irrelevant to what's going on, is that you had another black thug committing a crime, and he ended up dying before he got to the hospital.
Right. Well, the MSDNC hostess.
The MSDNC.
Yeah, Tiffany Cross. She said that the death of Ronald Green after a police chase in the Louisiana 2019 is attracting new scrutiny. Now, is it really new scrutiny? I mean, what is new, right? If anything, they just keep dredging stuff up. It's the same old, same old. Because just moments later, then she'll say, and I just wonder, this is clearly not a system that can be reformed. That's what she says. It can't be reformed, right? What can we do to stop this? Because I feel like it's every time, I feel like it's just time to burn it down. That's literally what she said.
She literally said, it's time to burn it down.
Yeah, she says, we asked them to stop killing us, and they won't stop killing us.
So she's an actual MSDNC host?
Yeah.
hostess, and she's saying that it's time to burn it down.
Right.
And you know she's going to come back and say, well, I'm only talking about the system.
No, she's not, because guess what? Nobody's going to call her on it.
No. If someone were to call her on it, she would say, I'm just talking about the system because the system is so bad for black people.
Well, it's frustrating to me because unlike 45, President Trump actually brought black Americans, and I hate to pick black, minorities out,
no,
but
out
he actually brought black Americans to the White House that wanted to do positive things for America.
Yes.
Joe Biden is not bringing anybody to the White House that's going to do anything positive for America.
Very good point, because bringing the George Floyd family to the White House on the anniversary of his death, all it's going to do is drum up more animosity against police officers. Obama did it when he was in office, talking about, if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon. And right when he did that, the attacks on police officers increased tenfold.
Right. Well, then, just like Michelle Obama, she came out and said that black people were too scared to walk their dogs.
Really?
Or go running down the street.
You know what? Maybe she has a point. I mean, how many black people have you seen walking their dogs in Chicago?
Well, you know what, though? We see people all the time in our neighborhoods here in Texas walking their dogs.
Well, we're
we
in Texas.
We see them running down
we're
the street.
Texas.
Well, she made a blanket statement.
Yeah, she's basically saying all across the United States of America
are scared for their lives.
Yes. Yes.
They can't live their lives. They can barely function driving down the street. They can barely function to go outside to their car.
Yeah,
they can barely function
to
run down the street. I mean, it's ridiculous.
She's so oppressed.
It's literally so untrue.
It's 100% untrue. But they don't care. They don't care about the truth. You know what? It's about the agenda. It's about the division. They all said that they want unity and inclusiveness and come togetherness, right? They all say that. But yet their actions and what they say do just the opposite. Basically, they want everyone to, if they're going to do inclusive and unity, you have to be united under their demonic way of thinking. That's what it comes down to.
Right. Absolutely. Right. So this move of bringing his family to the White House does absolutely nothing to help heal America. Right. He said he's supposed to unify us. He says he's supposed to help heal us. And it's so funny because he just tweeted the other day like, oh, hey, we're on the way to recovering in America. I'm like, no, we're not. We're worse than we were ever before.
Yes, 100%.
You literally have put us into this spiraling vortex that I don't even know if we're going to get out of it.
You know what? And it's really looking really bad. I mean, we're not going to get into it this week. But the whole thing with the oil, the infrastructure, and then we're talking about Israel, we're talking about all of that, and then Biden trying to take credit for the stuff that he didn't even do. and it's amazing to me that they would even have the audacity to do this and turn around and act like the American people are too dumb to realize that, hey, I did this. I get all the credit. Same thing what he did, how they're fast-tracking their whole – can I say this? The whole CCP virus injects something into your body. He's championing it like he's the one who did it.
Well, you know
what?
Like
he's the one that brought it up.
I know you don't want to talk about, we didn't plan on talking about this, but I think we should just mention a little bit about this peace deal between Israel and Hamas, because it is true. Joe Biden, he gave very few. Well, he didn't even address the nation or the world on what was happening in Israel.
It was 10 days later before he finally act like, okay, now we need to try to do something. And personally, I think they were just giving the Muslim world time to try to, demolish Israel as much as possible.
Right. Well, we've heard that he gets very frustrated and isn't really sure of what to do. But it comes out, he kind of comes out and makes it sound like he was in on this peace deal, and he was, a big part of the conversation. He was a part of the conversation, but he was by no means a big part of the conversation. Egypt is the one that actually brokered the deal, that actually brought the two countries to some kind of a peace deal. How long it's going to last, I really don't know, but it's ridiculous. So It's really crazy. Joe Biden, this is why I don't even believe that Joe Biden could have been a part of the peace deal, right?
Yeah,
I don't want to say peace deal because it's really not peace deal. It was more of a ceasefire for the time being.
Right.
Right? So he has some demands, right?
So these demands that we're talking about are the demands that the Biden administration has for Israel.
Right.
So before we get into it, for just, you know, to set the ground here, are any of the demands that he has for the Palestinian people, or is it just for Israel? it's a question, right? Think about it. What do you think, viewers, listeners? What do you think?
Well, let's let them be a judge for themselves. So first, Joe Biden made three demands.
Three demands, just three.
And there's an article on UnitedAmericaFirst.com that has the three demands listed in it. So the first is that Israel must quit evicting Palestinians from homes and the funny thing is when framed just like that, it can't seem fair to people, but when you explain that the property IDs owned by Jews and that the Palestinians had illegally squatted in them, right? And then after the Palestinians just set up in these houses, they're vacant, they're owned by Jews, they just go in there, they squatted in them, say, hey, I'm living here, but they're not paying the owner for the property.
So basically what I'm hearing is that they just showed up one day and said, oh, I'm just going to go in this one.
Right.
And then the owner is like, okay, well, you know what, I'll go ahead and let you stay, but hey, you need to pay rent.
Right. So I'm not really sure how the whole legality of things are happening over there, but it went through a process and now they're saying, yes, the Palestinians need to leave. They're not paying to live there. It's not their property, so they have to leave. So guess what, people? They're getting evicted. But it's only fair
that they're getting evicted.
Right? But now they're saying, oh, you know, Israel, you have to stop evicting these people. You know, I mean, just because they moved in and they don't belong there and they're not paying you does not mean that they don't have a right to live there. Right?
That almost sounds like AOC.
I mean, that's the logic.
Yeah, that's the way of thinking.
Right?
That is 100% the way of thinking. So basically what happens is you have a group of people. Let's just put it like this to where people can understand it here in America. Let's say you have property, you have a home. You're not living in the home. Let's say it's a second home that you possibly have. Some people can afford it. Well, you decide to go back to your normal home or the one that you live in during the winter, right? It might be a little bit warmer there in that location. During the summer, you might go back to the other one and say, okay, I'm going to, it might be a beach house or whatever. But when you get back there and you find out people have been occupying the house and you're like, oh, no, you got to go. Right? It is the same thing. And when you get there, now you got to go. And they go, no, we're not leaving anywhere. We're not going. And then you call the authorities. The authorities come in and evict them, make them get out. And then next thing you know, they start shooting rockets because they were in your home and you called the law to have them removed. That's exactly the same thing here.
Right. It's absolutely absurd.
But in the case of the Israelis, they were being kind. So you know what? Okay, we'll just go ahead and let you stay. But they're like, hey, I'm losing money. The whole pandemic kicked in and it made us lose even more money. So I need for you to pay because you can't stay rent free any longer. And they're like, no, we've been here forever. We've been here for 50 years. They're like, no, you haven't been. You've been here for 50 days. You need to go.
Right. And see, here's the ignorance of some of the people that represent our states here in America. You have people like AOC going, oh my gosh, it's so terrible. These people are being evicted. Well, isn't it terrible that they just squatted in on someone else's property? I mean, AOC, if you had property, which I know you live in some fancy apartment.
Oh, she's riding around in Tesla.
Right,
she's riding around in Tesla.
Exactly,
now, from
right.
a bartender to a Tesla, must
right.
be nice.
Right, but if someone just squatted in on her property, she wouldn't even know how to act. She can't even act if Marjorie Greene gets in her space.
Yeah,
right.
Marjorie Greene comes into the same room.
Airspace, she freaks out.
The same airspace,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you went to her office at one time. It's locked. You can't even get in there to even all the other.
Well, actually, to my understanding, I'm told that it's normally unlocked. But when they found out that, you know, we were there, they purposely locked it.
Oh, come on.
And we weren't. We didn't. This is the time when myself, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Ben Burkwam, Anthony Aguado, we all went into the Capitol. This is before the whole mask mandate and all that nonsense. We went to the Capitol even before this. This was a couple years ago. We went in there, and we happened to go to Nancy Pelosi's office. Well, her door was open. We didn't do anything malicious or none of that. Her door was open. We went in. Of course, she didn't want to talk to us, but we went to other representatives, and we were able to talk to some of them. Some of them we weren't able to talk to, but we didn't do anything wrong. Well, when it came to get the AOCs, they locked the door.
Right.
Well, we knew they were in there.
That's not a surprise at all, right? So then the other thing is that they're supposed to lower the tensions around the Sermon Mount. I mean, I don't understand how they're supposed to do that.
I've been looking at that. So around the Sermon Mount, where they, you know, a lot of Jewish people, they go up to the, what they call it, the Wailing Wall.
Right. Yeah. It's where Jesus gave his famous Sermon on the Mount. It's in northern Israel.
Well, the Palestinians said that Jewish people cannot pray there. think about this, everybody.
They're not even allowed in the area right now.
Yeah, they said that the Jewish people cannot pray there, but yet the Jewish military control that area. So you even have the Jewish military appeasing these people, allowing them to control what they can't, what they're not even really technically controlling. It's because the Jewish military is allowing these people to have say-so just to keep the peace. So who's trying to keep peace here?
Right, right. And then one of the third things is really pretty the most ridiculous of them all. Biden insists that no one in Israel celebrate Flag Day, which is similar to our 4th of July.
Wow.
Right? So he's pretty much, Biden has the nerve to tell Israel, listen, you can't have your 4th of July.
Wait, so this is his number three demand for the for Israel.
Yeah.
What in the world does Flag Day have to do with anything?
I know. See, that's what I'm saying.
You know what it is? This is the Biden administration trying to break the morale of the Israeli people.
And he's appeasing the squad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And
right?
Exactly.
I mean,
Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Presley, and AOC. He's trying to make all of them happy at the same time.
But you tell me, do any of those demands sound like something that would have ended a ceasefire?
Not at all.
And that's part of his contribution? Come on,
give me a break. Not at all.
I mean, it's all about his agenda. Right? It has nothing to do with what's right, honestly, he's a puppet on strings. For our number one ally.
Yeah, our number one ally in that region is Israel.
The United States of America, because of this tyrant here,
is turning their back on the number one ally that we have in that region. Sorry, go ahead.
Right, yeah, he's not a leader. It's pathetic. So when they tell you, when they lie to you and tell you that Israelites are just evicting people for no apparent reason, that's wrong, right? You know the truth now.
Mm-hmm.
And when they say that Joe Biden has something with brokering this deal, you could say that's a lie, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, seriously.
I mean, he may have been in on the conversation, but I'm quite sure he was sitting there just...
I can see it right now.
He's
on the phone. And, you know, I would imagine it probably wasn't a Zoom call or anything like that. It's probably just a, you know, three-way phone call or something like that.
He's
probably snoring on it. What was that? And so he probably has someone there say, just take notes for me. Just take notes for me and read them back to me later. You know, I mean, seriously. What has happened in America has shown the rest of the world that America is weak.
Right.
Under President Trump, the country was strong.
Mm-hmm.
We had respect again.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're just running all over America. These tyrants out in the rest of the world just doing whatever because they know, hey, they got rid of President Trump. And now we can just do whatever it is we want because this person that's in there right now is asleep.
Right.
And but when he wake up, it'll be all done.
Right. Imagine if you're Netanyahu and you got those three requests. What would be going through your mind? Right? I mean, I just dealt with President Trump, who literally brought Arabs and Netanyahu together, brought people together to actually start brokering a peace deal.
You know what it would tell me?
There was less wartime under President Trump.
Exactly.
People actually feared Trump. He actually threatened them with sanctions, and he threatened them with the power of the United States, right? And then you have Biden coming in and saying, now, don't you throw those people out of their home, okay, even though you own the property.
You know what it tells me?
What?
It tells me that the Biden administration is siding with the Palestinians. And in return, because Hamas is supposedly helping the Palestinians, he's actually pushing their demands onto Israel. That's exactly what he's doing.
They're using him
as a proxy.
Right.
They're using the Biden administration as a proxy to push their demands onto the Israeli people. So if, let's just say, because if I was Benjamin Netanyahu, I would look at that and I would like, dude, you know where you can go, right? You can go and shove that.
Go back to bed.
Yeah, absolutely. Go back to sleep because you have no clue in what you're doing.
I mean, there's no value.
No, absolutely not. And also it would send a signal to Israel that, hey, the United States of America is not here to help you.
Nope.
You are on your own.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly the signal it would send me if I was Benjamin Netanyahu. I mean, he's literally advocating for the Palestinians now.
Mm-hmm.
All of that.
Right.
What, are there any demands for the Palestinians people? I mean, seriously, is there one? How about one?
Ceasefire.
How about one? You stop shooting rockets when you get angry.
Yeah, right? I mean, use the UN,
you know?
If you can't negotiate something together, you're supposed to go to the UN or whatever and go to a higher authority to try to broker some kind of agreement. Hamas isn't interested in the UN.
No,
to
they're
be
not.
With you, right?
No, they're
I
not.
Mean, they're not even an actual elected.
They're not a state. They're not a state.
Right.
Hamas pretty much said
we're over Palestinians. The Palestinians didn't choose Hamas to be over them. Right? So
But I don't see the Palestinian people
like
stopping Hamas. I don't see them stopping them.
No, I mean, that's true.
I mean, seriously.
Right.
The Palestinian people, I see it all the time online, especially on Twitter, where the Palestinian people, they're throwing rocks at Israelis. They're fighting Israeli soldiers, but yet you don't ever see them fighting Hamas. I mean,
that's true.
What's wrong with this picture?
Right. I mean, we even had little pop-up incidents here in America where Palestinians are trying to attack Israelites.
They're actually doing
it. They actually
were. And you do see these other groups, Antifa and BLM, working right side by side with these Palestinians attacking people here in America. They're the same thing. It's the same groups. The same groups that were attacking and destroying stuff out there before, now these same groups are working hand in hand with the Palestinians here that have been attacking Jewish people here. So my question is, if you're Jewish out there, the mind wants to know, if you're Jewish out there and you see the Biden administration doing what they're doing, why are you still supporting the Democrat Party if you are supporting them? I just don't understand. I just want to know that. They're blatantly turning their backs on Israel. And for anyone who's Jewish here, you still have family members in Israel. I'm pretty sure, right? I mean, seriously.
Well, let me tell you.
I mean, have the Jewish people here abandoned Israel? I mean, I don't think so.
I mean, do you think that only Jews have an interest in protecting Israel? I think every Christian should have an interest in protecting Israel.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. But you have a lot of Christians, you know, they call themselves Democrats, the same way you do have a
lot
of Jewish people.
Well, that's the same question to them.
Democrats.
Is you're posing to the Jews?
Yeah.
Why are you supporting
the Democrat Party?
They don't even incorporate God in anything. I mean, Biden doesn't incorporate God in anything.
No, not
anymore.
At all. Not at all. And then they, you know, during their last DNC, they rejected God. And you see it consistently from the Democrat Party, and they're not going to change. They're not going to change. They're going to continue to demonstrate and show everyone That's what they're about. They're not about saving or helping Israel. They're kind of like pushing the whole idea that Israel should be pushed out of that region, the people, and just give it to the Palestinian people who never, ever, ever owned that land, never did, never have, never will. But you have Democrats here and other people pushing that they're saying that they should own it because they don't care. They don't care.
Well, they have their own agendas.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get into social media. Big tech, 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 tech. you like my sound effect there?
Yeah.
You know, I need to add some
it
of my sound effects like
mechanical.
That my soundboard here. Big tech, 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 tech.
Right. Well, actually, let's talk about governors that are actually doing more for America than Joe Biden.
Governors doing
mayors.
More?
Oh, governors, yeah.
Yeah, governors doing more for the American people than the Democrats as well as the Biden administration. Seriously, doing so much more. I mean, you actually have governors fighting for the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's what it's come down to.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the federal government trying to change what we can and what we can't do as far as when it comes to the election. And then I love this part. I love this part. They all say, we're fighting for democracy in a constitutional republic, right? And they mix it up because they mix it up that way, counting on people not knowing, counting on people not understanding the mm-hmm. difference. The democracy part, being democratic, means that everybody gets to vote. That's what that means. It doesn't mean that we're a democracy. Democracy is something that takes place within inside of this constitutional republic, and they twist it that way. And I'm going to tell you, the main reason why they twist it, and we're going to get on with this story here, is that the main reason why they twist it is because democracy, democratic, connects to the Democrat Party in their minds. When it actually doesn't, because the Democrat Party, there's nothing about them that is democratic, and they sure as heck not about democracy, because if they were, then they would be fighting for Georgia for everyone to have an ID to vote. Everybody, one person, each person votes count, but they're not fighting for that. They're fighting against the opposite of that. And the Constitutional Republic, you know, it sounds too much like Republican Party. So they're like, they don't ever mention those words.
They sure don't. Mm-mm. Right. And they want to get rid of the Electoral College,
yeah.
Which is actually how we elect
exactly.
our president.
Exactly. And so we have a clip we're going to play just a minute here, but with AOC. But first, let's get on to one of the greatest governors in the United States right now. I mean, this man, he's phenomenal. He reminds me of what America looks like and what America should be like when we have people who's representing their constituents, wherever it may be, right? He reminds me, and who am I talking about? I'm talking about the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
He is so on point. The first time, one of the videos that I saw, well, not the first time, but one of the videos that I saw with him, he was talking about the cancel culture. Oh, my goodness, it was such an awesome video. And he's saying, nope, we're not going to bring in telling you can come in here and tell white people, white kids, that they're just inherently racist because they're born white. It's completely sickening. But big tech, this is a win for the American people and big tech. They don't know how to react to this. Well, yeah, they do. They're going to start throwing money at it. Lawsuit after lawsuit is going to come in. So basically, big tech is saying that this is going to take their freedom of speech away. Have you heard that? I couldn't believe it the first time I heard that. They literally said that the states, what Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is doing is taking away their First Amendment right. No, it's taking the power out of them for hindering people's First Amendment right.
Right. It's supposed to get rid of big tech tyranny.
Yeah, it's big tech tyranny was
mm-hmm.
taking place.
Right.
And Ron DeSantis, he just lays it out. So let's listen to this clip with Ron DeSantis. Y'all ready for it?
To be able to do it. Yes, ma'am.
Governor, hi. I want to ask you about the bill that you're signing here today. You're a loyal supporter of former President Donald Trump. Donald Trump is now a resident in Florida, and he was deplatformed. Is this bill for him?
The bill is for everyday Floridians. This is what we said, and it would allow any Floridian to be able to provide what they're doing. So, but I think, I mean, I do think that's another issue that, that has been brought to bear. When you deplatform the President of the United States, but you let Ayatollah Khomeini talk about killing Jews.
Wow. Yes. Yes, that is absolutely true. And Big Tech, where are they about it? Where are they saying about this? I mean, seriously, Big Tech sees no problem with that. This is why they're standing up applauding him. This is absolutely awesome. Someone, and you know what? The media, they can't stand it. The media can't stand to hear someone like that just blatantly say the truth like that. Oh, he's not supposed to say that. He's supposed to go along with us. Like, oh, you're trying to make this about for everybody. You know what? It is about everybody in the United States of America when it comes to tech tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
It is 100%.
Right. Right. And standing beside him, he had free speech advocates. He had Cuban and Venezuelan exiles, state senators, and deplatformed influencers. Let me tell you, it's pretty awesome when you have governors that are actually protecting
yes.
the rights of the American people while we have a Biden administration that is trying to wipe them away.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, look at that. Yeah.
Right. So according to this bill, courts may award up to $100,000 in damages to any individual if a social media platform censors or shadow bans a user's content, deplatforms a user, or if it hasn't applied censorship or deplatforming standards in a consistent manner, which he just brought up a perfect
yes.
example of
yes.
how they're not consistent.
This, you know
right?
what? That validates what he is wanting to do right,
right.
there.
Right. And it goes further to also protect people that are running for political office. Right. Now, if it comes, he imposes a fine of $250,000 per day on any social media company that deplatforms any candidates for statewide office. Now, that's pretty awesome. Let me tell you what, this H.R. 1 that's getting ready to come out, that the Democrats are trying to pass, would actually go against that. They actually want to monitor people's voices out there, and if it doesn't go along with certain narratives, you will not have money or be able to put your voice out there. But once again, you have DeSantis that's protecting
yeah,
American
so basically,
people.
So basically what the H.R. 1 is like, hey, China.
Yeah, we're going to talk about H.R. 1 here in a minute, but
yeah.
you know what? I want to continue with this thing that these Republican governors are actually doing. You know, we also had
yep.
Ron DeSantis along with now Iowa, Alabama, and Texas that have banned laws requiring vaccine passports, right?
Papers, please. Papers, please.
Right.
As they click their heels.
Right. Now, Texas Governor Abbott has actually done some great things too. He's actually trying to pass a similar bill to what DeSantis just signed today. They actually passed it in the Senate, but there were some changes that they had to make, so it has to be revoted on, and then it'll go to Abbott's desk, and he is going to sign something very similar to the censorship protection of Texans as well. But he is also taking action against, he says he'll take action against cities that try to defund police here in Texas.
That is phenomenal.
And guess what? Texas has banned race theory.
Yes.
It's banned from all public schools and private.
That's so awesome. You know what? As a black man,
mm-hmm.
I think that is phenomenal
right.
because we come so far, right?
Right.
As far as black people,
mm-hmm.
that we all want to equal rights, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why would you start doing what racist white Democrats did in the past to white people today? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I'm like, no.
Right.
Be equal. Be equal, right? You treat everyone the same. But see, they're wanting to create, they need this racism to stay alive. The left, that's all that they are about. They create the racism between Muslims and Jews, and they keep it stirred up. They keep the racism between whites and black people. They keep it stirred up.
Right.
They keep the racism between white people and Asian people, even when it's not there, talking about Asian hate. They do it to keep stuff stirred up.
Right.
It's amazing. Right. All that coming out from the left, because they are the racist, hateful ones.
Right. Texas has also just passed an abortion bill that bans abortion at the moment that you hear a heartbeat. So that's pretty awesome, too. Just like it's said that you die at the moment that there's no longer a heartbeat. They're saying life begins at the moment you hear a heartbeat. And so abortion is banned once you hear that. That's pretty awesome, too. And then, of course, you have states like Georgia who are passing the voter ID, right, to
mm-hmm.
protect the integrity of elections and to make sure that the person that people vote for are elected.
Seriously, that's what democracy looks like.
Right.
But for some reason, you got the Democrats fighting against democracy.
Right.
Such hypocrites
right.
at an all-time
right.
level.
Now, let me give you, so should I give you an example
Please do.
A liberal mayor looks like?
Yes.
We have Mayor Lightfoot.
Beetlejuice. Oh, sorry. Say it again.
But Mayor Lightfoot is now declaring that she'll only speak to non-white reporters.
So I wonder, could I go to a press conference and she'll let me in? What do you think? Nope. I guarantee. See, at that point, I won't be the right type of black person.
Right. And
the
you
right
have,
type of black color or whatever
right,
have you.
Right. You have Leo Terrell that just basically ripped into her, right? He said, if a white mayor said the same thing, you would have CNN and MSNBC and Black Lives Matter protesting and burning down this country. In other words, I can go interview this lady, which I would never do because she's black. But he says, Bill Hammer with more experience, but have Bill Hammer skin color. Let me be very clear. She's a racist. Let me be clear. She is a racist. Now, it's so crazy.
Let me say this.
Right.
You even have Tulsi Gabbard.
Uh-huh.
She's even jumping in here saying that she needs to be removed, talking about Beetlejuice, little Lightfoot, needs to be removed because of her racist rhetoric. Seriously, they're giving her a pass for this racism?
I mean, what's the difference between her and Maxine Waters? And what's the difference between her and Kamala Harris or Cory Booker? Or some of these other people that have called for violence and have actually said very racist things, right?
There's nothing different.
And then you have Ilhan Omar
mm-hmm.
that says anti-Semitic things,
yep.
and nobody holds her accountable either. In
nope.
fact, the Democrat Party, there's so much anti-Semitic remarks being said all across America on platforms in the streets and everything, and they aren't speaking out against it at all. It was terrible when President Trump was in office, but now that Biden is in office, it's completely acceptable.
Racism is completely acceptable under
O'Biden, as you would call him.
It's the O'Biden administration.
Right.
Yeah, and because it's O'Biden 2.0. I mean, the racism, except for, you know, the 2.0 version of it is to create more racism throughout the United States of America. That's the reason why he's having the George Floyd family show up there to you know, just push the thumb into the wound, just make it, you know, that much more aggressive.
But let me ask you,
Will, more painful.
Do you not think that people are actually getting tired of it? I mean, we've heard that.
Well, you know what?
The
people are getting tired of it. You know what? And
right.
you know what? I know where you're going. But as soon as mm-hmm. everything starts dying down with it a little bit, that's why they brought up the story that happened in 2019.
Right.
It's like, oh, wait a minute. The black people are starting to calm down. They're starting to realize that the Obama administration is not good for them. There's multiple black people out there doing videos. I saw a video today. A black male saying, oh, I'm so sorry, white Republicans, you were right. Can I take my vote back? And it's going off about the O'Biden administration. So there's a lot of people starting to wake up to that. So what do? They bring up the stuff in the past to deflect, to get people's minds to go back to it. So people are getting tired of it, but as long as they can control people by their emotions to get them to go out and act a certain way, That's what we're seeing take place. Yeah. And who do they go to? MSDNC and the Communist News Network,
of course.
Yeah, I was
going to say, I mean, look at who produces these new stories
exactly.
or old stories.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly. 100%.
100%.
So let's go on to this, you know, this nut job. Can I just say that? It's totally nut job.
Who are we talking about?
AOC.
Oh.
AOC.
Yeah, say no more.
Say no more, right? AOC.
She crazy.
She cray cray.
She cray cray.
She cray cray.
That's the old Will.
She
is, we're dating ourselves by saying cray cray.
Are we? Well,
yeah.
You know what?
Kids don't say that anymore.
Well, guess what? Everyone listening understands she cray cray. Regardless of your age, everyone go, yeah, she cray cray. Seriously. Okay, let's just listen to the nut job. The crazy thing is you have a lot of people out there like listen to her. She's so right. Just listen.
I cannot state enough how much the health of our democracy is on the line with this.
Okay, the health of democracy right there. You see that? The health of our democracy. Now just listen to her.
Because with all of the voter suppression laws that are sweeping in Republican-led states across the country, we have to pass H.R. 1.
She's lying.
Right.
First of all, she's lying.
Right.
There's no voter suppression. All it is saying, hey, you are an American citizen, regardless of who you are, what you look like, how much money you have, how much money you don't have, your vote count just as much as the other person's vote. And that's what's happening in these Republican states. They want to say your vote counts and that person's vote counts. Nothing else. But
right.
The Democrats go against democracy.
Right. One thing that America used to pride themselves on is that we wanted to protect your vote.
Yes.
Right? We
yes.
wanted to protect the integrity of your vote. We wanted everybody to feel like when you cast your vote and everyone casted their vote, that there was as little fraudulent activity as possible, because no election's perfect, right? I mean, things happen. We all know that. But their bill is so dangerous. It leaves it open to so much fraudulent activity. It actually takes away people's freedom of speech, like I said before. It's a nightmare. This, you know, they call this, what do they call it? The People's Act. It is not the People's Act. Let me tell you what kind of act it is. It is Big Government Act.
Yep.
That's what it is.
It is
They're
tyranny
saying we're
act.
Taking away your electoral college, and we are federalizing, get this, federalizing elections.
Election
right?
across the board.
What, tell me what
and,
program,
and
federal
you,
program
you know
runs without just – just run smoothly, right?
You know why they say they want to federalize the election, right? You know why, right? Have you heard their excuse?
Oh.
Have you heard their excuse on why they want to federalize?
I'm going to tell you.
Because there's a lot of people out there don't know.
Okay.
They're wanting to federalize the federal election so that they can make sure that the election has integrity. So I'm like, wait a minute. So they want to make sure it has integrity. But when you talk about the 2020 election, they said everything was fine. Nothing was wrong. So if there was nothing wrong, why are they going such a great length to try to change the election across the board in the United States of America? If nothing was wrong, if nothing went wrong this past election, what is their agenda?
Right, well,
total control.
You know, the problem with this past election is now there are certain states
mm-hmm.
that are trying to investigate what happened in their state.
Arizona.
They want to eliminate that, right?
Yep.
They want to eliminate the sovereignty of these states. They want to eliminate the power of another, you know, Republicans and
mm-hmm.
other ran states. They want it to be sent. They want it to be. They say decentralized. They want the power, basically.
No,
it's tyrannical.
They
want to run the elections. They want to tell the different states, the different governors, how it's going to go and how it's going to be. It's crazy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So really, people that are running these states, let's be honest. If you have...
Why would we be anything else?
Huh?
You said, let's be honest. I know it's just
you
a
know,
phrase,
it's just,
right?
It, you, go ahead. Actually, HR1 is like this huge, massive bill. I think it said it was like 500 and some pages or something like that. It was
HR1,
even more than that. I think it was even more than that.
Yeah, I mean, so the HR1 would basically do away with the Electoral College, mm-hmm. and have so many people saying, in the past when I talked about it, they go, Will, they can't do it. They can't do it. It's in the Constitution.
Right.
We're talking about politicians that don't even care about the Constitution. We're talking about politicians that say the Constitution is out of date.
Right.
They're talking about politicians that want to burn the daggum thing.
Right. So
and,
let me tell
and,
you.
And you know what? Right. And they're going to use HR1 to try to remove the filibuster, and they're really wanting to remove it right now because of the HR 3233 bill labeling anyone that goes against them basically as domestic terrorists.
Right. It's very funny because this legislation was drafted without any input or insight from state and local election officials, right? This is your government that has nothing to do with voting. It's telling us how they're going to vote, right? Some things that are included in this is automatic voter registration, including using many colleges and universities as voter registration agencies and registering 16 and 17-year-olds. Now, let me tell you what.
16
what
and 17
what's
years old.
What's happening
oh,
right now
goodness.
In colleges and universities? Who's running these?
The Marxists.
Of course, right? So these are all brainwashed young people that don't know any better. They want to get those people registered.
Yep. They
right?
want to get
they
them to
They want to manipulate
vote.
Them. They want them to vote how they want them to be voted. They want to abolish voter ID laws and only require a signature in the polling place to vote. Isn't that crazy?
So, wait a minute. So,
you can
what?
Go in there 10 different times and they're not going to check your ID.
So you can – they want to abolish mm-hmm. voter ID laws.
Right, which protects
their
vote.
But they are pushing for vaccine papers. Papers, please. I
right?
mean, is anyone
that?
Figuring this out? I mean, seriously.
Right. You can even register that day if you want to. So they're saying you could say you're anybody or do anything.
What's to stop you from registering in multiple places then?
I don't even know.
I mean, seriously, they're gonna basically destroy the democratic
right.
the democratic process.
Right. So of course they're gonna restore, you know, the right of felons to vote. The minute they get out of prison, they can vote again. You know,
you and I
are both kind of like, eh,
I kind of think
if you paid
your dues to society
right.
and you go back, I think that should be something bestowed onto you as a citizen once again,
right.
personally. Now, owning a firearm, that may be questionable depending on what the crime was, you know, that I can kind of see, but you know. Voting, yes. You're a citizen now. You paid your dues. Come out.
And yeah,
even owning a firearm, because there have people that have been incarcerated come out and become upstanding citizens, start businesses, become successful business owners. So, you know, I really, it's like a fine edge. It's like a fine edge. But now if they're going to jail and jail because of, you know, gun violence or, you know, shooting up a bank or something like that, yeah, it's no brainer.
Right. Like, listen to this. Provisional ballots cast outside a voter's precinct must be counted. I mean,
Wow. So basically they can just ship in whatever ballot they want is basically what that says. Let's listen to some more what she had to say.
Okay.
We do not pass HR 1 until Democratic senators get their act together and abolish the filibuster. And we're running out of time. So we have been very vocal about it.
She said we're running out of time. And the reason why she's saying they're running out of time because they want this HR 3233 bill to go through, labeling Trump supporters, a.k.a. constitutionalists, domestic terrorists.
But we need to put a lot more political pressure on these Democrats in the Senate that are dragging their feet on filibuster reform. Because, I mean,
you know, for her to even utter those words, you know who else did that? Eric Swalwell. He did the exact same thing just the other day, saying that they need to get rid of the filibuster because all that's going to do is make it to where the Republicans that are in the Senate, They're just keeping a seat warm. They're just occupying that space. They don't even need to show up at that point because
right.
then the Democrats can just do whatever it is that they want.
Right.
But because of the filibuster, it's keeping them in check from implementing the tyranny.
Well, they want exactly. They want complete tyranny. They want
yes.
complete control. And people that don't hear this and realize that that's what they're saying, they don't even know what a filibuster is. They're like, okay, yeah, let's get rid of it. Let's get rid of it, right? It's crazy because let me tell you what. If you become on the other side where you are the party that doesn't have total control like the Democrat Party does right now, you're going to want that filibuster, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they want to do it now is because they have the power.
Well,
they
you know
foresee
what?
That they might be losing seats
look,
as well.
Look,
and so they need to pass as much dangerous legislation as they can to keep them in power.
Look, if they're successful and they get rid of the filibuster, you know what that means for the country? We're done. Because once they get rid of the filibuster, they're going to go ahead and appoint 13 Supreme Court justices because they can do the filibuster.
Oh, they're going to.
They can bypass them. They go ahead and create D.C. as another state. Mm-hmm. Puerto Rico as another state because they can bypass all of the stuff in the past that has prevented them from doing tyranny. They'll be successful in getting rid of the Electoral College. They'll do away with the Constitution. The Second Amendment will be a blank spot in the Bill of Rights.
Yeah,
because they're just gonna black. They're gonna redact it. They'll put black on it, and people from years from now, I'm gonna say, what did that say? And it said it's been redacted. You don't know.
Yeah, and think about this. What happens if the federal government, which is run by the Democrat Party right now,
is in charge of
elections?
Yes,
they're in charge of all election computers and all election systems. Do you think?
Oh my goodness!
That they will allow Republicans to win?
No,
of course
That's
not.
That's why you hear
they
them
want
talking
that
about
control.
2022. I'm like, seriously, you're concentrating on 2022, and you're not even paying attention to what just happened. You're not even paying attention to what
right.
they're doing.
Right.
They're getting ready to literally take the country down.
Right. Yeah, it's really scary. They want power. They want it, and they don't want checks and balances anymore.
No, not
right?
at all.
They
not
don't
at
want
all.
Check and balance. They don't want a democracy. I mean, to be honest.
That's my whole point. That's what I've been saying. They say that they're all for democracy,
right.
our democracy.
Right.
But they're against democracy. They're completely
they're for authoritarian.
Against the democratic
they're authoritarian
process. They are
party.
Exactly. They're Marxists that are 100% authoritarian. Let's listen some more to this Marxist.
I'm very concerned that they are failing to appreciate how delicate this political moment is. And, you know, if you think Trump was an aberration and if you think that he was just a one-off and nothing like that can ever happen again, I don't know what to tell you.
See, she just let the cat out the bag. Unless you can do the filibuster, get the HR1, then it's possible that Trump can come back.
I mean, I'm thinking
seriously.
She's the one-off. How'd she make it?
Oh, my goodness.
She used to be a bartender. She says
That's,
the
you
most
know what?
Naive, ignorant
she,
things.
She was an accident. She was a terrible accident. Seriously, she was straight up a terrible accident.
Well, she got reelected. So,
well, you know what? Because she got all these 16-year-olds and other kids throwing like $2 at her, millions and millions of kids throwing these $2 donations at her, and it adds up. And she's pulling in more money than they ever expected. And because she's pulling in all of these dollars, it gives her some position of authority. To where she can like stand up to and bow up to Nancy Pelosi even. So let's listen to the rest of this.
I mean, the evidence is all around us. And I feel like at this point, it's a delusion to think that Trump was just this accident instead of a symptom of something much deeper that's defining the Republican Party. And they not only will they take away our democracy, they are. Just look at what's happening in Republican states across the country.
Again, a
what?
Total lie.
What's happening in Republican states across America? You know what she's referring to? She's referring to voter ID.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
she's
referring to your vote, your one person counts. That's it. That's what she's referring to. That's exactly what she's referring to. And you know what? And they bring
you
up this
what?
Whole
it
thing about black
proven.
People not being able to find a DMV or can vote. I mean, there's such racism.
It has been proven that Republican-ran states are actually bouncing back. Their economies are bouncing back more than Democrat ones. That there are, that people have a better level of living.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There is typically less violence. I mean.
Yes.
They live healthier lifestyles. It's
yes.
more a well-balanced state.
Yes.
And it's almost, and they sit there and go, well, look at these, look how horrible these states are for these people. I mean, they're living such great lives.
I mean, they're living such great lives. And I mean, they're allowing everybody's vote to count as them. How dare they? They're trying to destroy what we think democracy should be. I mean, it's
you
disgusting.
Know, when you're saying that we aren't requiring you to tell us whether you've been vaccinated or not, and then they're like, no, you need to prove that you've been vaccinated.
Papers, please.
Which one is actually more for the people?
Yeah.
Right? Who is actually saying you have a right to make a decision for yourself? You have
well, you
an inalienable right.
For the safety of all of us.
Right.
You're jeopardizing my life, even though I've had 18 different vaccines. I mean, seriously? Seriously, people?
Well,
hold on.
Do you guys like how Will's taking on my little voice change thing?
Hey, so here's a so I saw this on on Twitter earlier, and the Daily Caller. You know, I really do like the Daily Caller. Well, anyways, they had a a moment where they played this clip. This is a CNN coverage of how, you know, CNN doing their coverage on, you know, a lot, basically how they do it. So let's just listen in to this short clip on CNN coverage. And if you're wondering right now, what is that? This is a white female liberal in front of the microphones just screaming. This is basically it. Daily Caller, you gotta love them. CNN coverage. Y'all remember when they had the apple? This is facts. Yeah, this is their facts right here. Listen to it. Listen to it. Seriously. This is CNN doing full coverage for everyone. And I'll translate it for you here. I'm white, I'm privileged, so I get to yell on this microphone and you have to listen. I mean, come on.
You know, when I first heard that, I was like, what are you listening to?
Yeah, what is that? I'm like, this is
but
crazy.
I feel that way when he listens to CNN, too. I'm like, what are you listening to?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some people, you know.
It's nonsense as well.
You know, I have to, because of research purposes, I have to go on there and listen to CNN.
He does.
That's
he
the only
really
reason why I can tell what she's saying. I can translate, right?
Yeah.
I listen to him. I have to.
Will
I have
tortures
to
watch. Himself for America.
Yeah, I take one for the team, everybody. I'm taking
I
one
can't
for the
do
team.
I can't listen to him for a few minutes, and then I'm like cringing.
Oh,
I'm
you
like,
know, I'm listening to it, and I'm like, my goodness. You know, what I come to realize watching these liberal media outlets like the Communist News Network or MSDNC is that they get these commentators to come on there and these news reporters and guests to lie and see who can be the most convincing in their lie. Seriously. At first, when I was looking at them, I'm like, no, they can't possibly be doing this, right? But then I started watching it more and more, and sure enough, it's like, and they're nodding their head, yes, yes, yes. Oh, that's a really good lie there. That was really convincing, and
right.
they do that because they figured how they can control the people that are dumb enough to believe anything that they report on.
Well, let's give a quick example of what's happening right now this week with Fauci.
Oh yes,
right? Like he came out, you know, last year.
Uh huh.
All the mainstream liberal
media
news outlets were like, uh-huh. "Oh, this is this conspiracy theory that the virus is coming out of a Wuhan lab. There's nothing to say that. There's not true.
Right.
It's a conspiracy theory. It's lies. All these people are lying. I mean, there's actually an article on our website, UnitedAmericaFirst.com, where it talks about, you know, some of the posts that came from Washington Post, New York Times, all these different things saying how it was all a lie. Now,
and it's racist.
Now, all of a sudden,
yep.
All these news outlets are saying, huh, there's evidence that it could have possibly come out of a Wuhan lab. And all of them are like, breaking news, right? Like, oh my gosh, this is like really happened. This is like where it came from. We now know where it came from. It was a lie last year. This year, it's their reality.
Yeah, you know what? It's
right?
them trying to say, well, you know, we're on top of it. We understand what everything is going on, and they expect all of us to just completely forget that they were pushing a whole narrative that,
right,
hey, President Trump said Wuhan virus, that's just being racist.
I mean, does it not trigger anything in the people that watch our shows? Like, well, wait a minute, didn't you say I was a conspiracy theory last year? Weren't you badgering Trump and saying that he was such a liar and just – and he hated China, and that's why he was saying that it was it came from Wuhan virus? Do they not actually connect?
No, they don't, because you're talking about people that have something wrong in their brain cavity, and they only have two brain cells left, and those two brain cells that they have, they are social distancing. That's from my buddy Jay McCain. I heard that. I said, I love it. I'm gonna repeat it.
Dude,
you know, I think I need to make a T-shirt like that. The liberal brain with two brain cells and having social distancing.
Oh, my goodness.
That would trigger some stuff, right? That would trigger.
Yeah, they can't handle stuff like that.
No, they can't. They can't.
Actually, I think they probably stare at the T-shirt like, what does that mean?
Yeah. You know what? I don't understand. Especially if they see someone like a black male that's not on the Democrat plantation. It does not compute. I don't understand. What are you doing? It's just a crazy world that we live in. But anyways, on a good note for everyone that's listening, President Trump is going to start up his rallies again. First one is in Florida. Wow, wow, wow. And that's part of the reason why they're trying to aggressively, in this case progressively, push it to where they can get all of the people that were supporting Trump to be considered domestic terrorists. So they can't go to the rallies, because he's going to rally thousands and thousands of people, and they don't want to see it.
Oh, I think it's going to be amazing.
Yep, absolutely. But anyways, hey, everybody, do me a huge favor. Text WILL to 88202. All right, thank you, everybody, for being with us. Thank you so much, and we will see you next time. All right, God bless.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, WILL, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.